This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Let's talk tech with Stephen Scott of Double Tap Canada. Tonight on the show, the team is going to discuss a new device that harvests sweat from your fingertips to generate power. Stephen Scott is here. He's one of the hosts of the show, which you can hear Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern time on AMI Audio, and he joins us from Glasgow, Scotland. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Dave. You know, when they said, let's talk about sweat, they called on me.
Yeah, they said Dave and Stephen are going to put their heads together and this will become the ultimate renewable energy. This sounds like an interesting device with exciting possibilities. Stephen, I think I could power an entire house based on how much I sweat on any given day. So I need to know more, though. How does this device work?
Trust me, I think I could power Canada on my own, on one day's worth of sweat from what I get out here. Especially this week, because it's actually warm in Scotland for the first time in about 300 years.
Yeah, first time ever. The first time in the history of heat.
It's like outside my house, it was measuring 30 degrees, which is just wild. I mean, that doesn't happen in Scotland. Anyway, with all that heat, of course, comes a lot of sweat. Let's put it to some good use, right? So like you say, these boffins have come up with this idea to harvest sweat from our fingertips. Now, hang on a second. Fingertips, right? I'm thinking sweat from fingertips?
Yeah, okay. I can think of parts of my body that sweat more than my fingertip.
So can I. Exactly. This flexible thin strip, which looks a lot like a Band-Aid, really, goes around the tip of your finger, just like a Band-Aid would, and it converts the chemicals found in human sweat into very small amounts of electrical energy. Now, the fingers themselves, of course, produce sweat constantly, so the device can work without either of us having to move a single muscle, which I love.
So finally, I can bring my phone into the sauna with me. This sounds like a great idea.
Exactly.
Stephen, I'm going to make you put your scientist hat on, or I guess in this case, it would be like your scientist lab coat. Our sweat really have that much energy?
Well, this is interesting, right? So there was a study done on this, and a subject slept for 10 hours with the device on their fingertip. The wearable collected 400 millijoules of energy. Now, I checked this out before we came on. That is enough to provide 24 hours worth of power to an electronic wristwatch, but not a smartwatch.
Okay.
So you've got to be clear on this. This is one finger, and the scientists did say, well, if we'd maybe strapped it to all 10 fingers, we'd get more energy, obviously. It doesn't sound like a lot of energy to me, though.
No, it sounds like a pretty minimal amount, but it's a step in the right direction. I definitely like where they're going here. So who are these people who developed the technology?
Boffins. People with brains and funny hats and big white coats. Professor Joseph Yang, in particular, at UC San Diego, and Liu Yin, who's a nanoengineering PhD student. So both of them were involved, along with a team of other people, I'm sure, but they are the key researchers in this, and they've been powering on, literally, to make this happen. It sounds like an incredible thing. It almost sounds like a joke. But when you think about it, we do produce a lot of sweat. And I didn't know this. I've been looking into this. I've done research for this segment, Dave. I hope this hasn't gone unnoticed.
Oh, my gosh.
Fingertips, each packed with more than 1,000 sweat glands.
Ooh.
Right? Get your head around that. Can produce between 101,000 times more sweat than most other body parts.
No, get out of here.
Yeah. The thing is, you don't notice. The key thing is, you don't notice the sweat, apparently, because the sweat evaporates immediately when it leaves the fingertip.
Okay.
But this device grabs it before it disappears.
So, Stephen, let's sort of put our thinking caps on here. Your science cap has gone away. It's time for the thinking cap. Oh, by the way, for regular listeners of the show, San Diego State University, go Aztecs, as I like to do on the show when I can. Can you describe...
Big fan, huge fan.
Go Kawhi Leonard. Stephen, can we think about some of the practical uses of this device? Maybe not necessarily as it is, but as we move forward?
Yeah, I think this is the kind of technology that will I mean, obviously, we're looking here to find new ways to power our devices. I mean, smartwatches, for one, would be an obvious answer.
Yeah.
Primarily because it's so close to your finger, right?
Yeah.
But you just plug it straight in.
But even more so, like, Stephen, I think about, like, sorry, I'm interrupting you. I'm being rude today. I'm all full of coffee and energy.
All right.
And now knowing that my sweat is valuable, I'm like a millionaire.
Exactly.
The concept of this strip that people were putting on their fingertip, imagine you put it on your wrist below the interface of the Apple Watch, so any sweat being generated on your wrist would automatically go like pump energy into the watch.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking of this a bit like solar power, but with sweat. You know, it's gathering natural light in solar's case, and this is actually gathering the sweat, which is naturally produced, and then it could turn that into some kind of energy. I think, you know, at the moment this seems like it's not going to do much realistically in the short term, but then they said that about solar power, they said that about wind power, they said that about everything else. So, you know, and I'm sure at some point someone said, what's this electricity nonsense, who's going to bother with that, you know? So, you know, these things clearly have got some kind of
our fire in the cave is perfectly fine as is.
Yeah, exactly. Who needs this electricity malarkey, right? So yeah, this is clearly something which is going to happen over a period of time. But you know what? The way things move, Dave, 5 years' time, this could be like the next power source. The idea of batteries just disappears out the window.
Yeah.
And all of us are just sitting there in front of, you know, a heater all day, obviously being powered by ourselves to create our own sweat.
Yes, it's the ultimate renewable energy. The sun is making me sweat, and the sweat is giving me more power. So my solar panels are sucking up some energy. I'm getting hot. I'm creating more energy. I'm like my own hydroelectricity dam, literally. It's awesome.
I feel like this is a Marvel studio production waiting to happen, isn't it?
Steven,
sweat man.
I'm going to call these researchers. I'm going to volunteer myself to be like the sweat guy. They can just scrape and take my DNA all they want.
Yeah, they could do it from afar with me. I mean, it's, you know, let's not go there.
I mean, honestly, man, if I lived in San Diego, I would be sweating all the time. It's hot as heck in San Diego.
Exactly.
Steven, as we continue to like enter this world of speculation and contemplating the possibilities here, maybe not just with this device, but do you think generally speaking, we're at this point where we're starting to emerge in a place where we're going to be getting rid of tangled cords and finicky electrical outlets? Do you think we're moving to a more concrete, well, that kind of sounds weird, but a concrete wireless charging world?
I think we are. I don't think this is necessarily where it's going to go. I think in the initial sense, you're going to start to see more air power. This is where devices essentially emit power.
Yes, yes.
And you can sort of walk up to a device or near a device and get power from it. So we'll move away from the idea of putting a device onto a fixed charger, and actually it just has to sit around or nearby that charger. Obviously, there's a lot of questions around that. You know, what is this doing to us as people, having this power emitted around the place? But I guess, you know, and there's talk of this, you know, in a new, let's say, a new Mac, a computer, right? It's got the power built in, so you can just put your phone near it and it charges up. That's the dream. And I think that's probably closer to where we are in reality. We already have these devices coming out from developers in China and Japan. So, you know, prototypes exist. This has already been proven. But at the moment, a lot of the technology comes in very large boxes, a bit like the first computers, right? So, you know, over time, this will start to shrink down. And as demand increases for it, the price will go down as well. So I think that's probably where we'll end up with it. And then sweat will, you know, come along one day. But we'll be valuable. We will be millionaires.
Oh, yeah. Well, our regular listener, Ben, just texted in listening to this segment, says he wants to be part of our sweat harvesting operation, Stephen. So he wants to volunteer his service as well.
I think less on harvesting. I think that just sounds a bit, you know, like we're about to start cutting people's kidneys out. Let's not do that.
Okay.
Let's rethink the name. Let's brainstorm this, Dave.
All I'm thinking is we get a sauna, we get you, me, and regular listener Ben, and we just have those scientists like sucking that air out and getting all kinds
you
of energy
and me
going.
And Ben. That's it.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I know how to spend some time in a sauna. I'm good sauna company. I swear it. Maybe
I'm good at sitting doing nothing. That's for sure.
Maybe post global pandemic. Let's stay out of the sauna till after the pandemic, whenever that may be in 2027 or 2028 or like some, I don't know, who knows.
I'll catch you after the next one. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Stephen, what do you think? Any chance this technology might actually get made available to the public?
Oh, eventually, I'm sure. I mean, look, this is all being tested, and whether or not this comes out in a form that is a battery charger, or whether it comes out in actual products that charge themselves, it remains to be seen. But that's essentially where we're heading here with this kind of technology. This is all research. This is all just testing stuff out. But it is very interesting to see them getting results with this, no matter how small that is. I think there's a lot to be said for, you know, if this is something that can create energy, then it absolutely should be looked into as a serious source.
We should be inspired to perspire.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Write that down, will you?
Yeah, I'm going to send it to these guys at San Diego State. I'm going to be like, hey, what up, gang? Dave Brown
no,
here.
No, don't give them the idea. We need to get in with these guys, because what we need to do is we need to find a way of, you know, getting some of that cash out of this as well.
Getting some of that sweet sweat cash.
Sweet cash.
Stephen, what else do you guys have on tap tonight on the show?
I'm going to be annoying Mark with a new product announcement from Sony. I'll just say it's a new camera that they've brought, and let's just say he's just bought one.
Okay.
And a new one's just came out, so I'm going to annoy him a bit with this announcement. Also, Sean and I get into a fight about Microsoft Teams.
Ooh.
Although nothing new there. And listeners are weighing in on some of our recent topics. We do love getting your feedback. Please keep it coming to the usual address, and share your views on another manic double tap candidate. It is a tech show, honest.
At some point, there will be technology discussed in some way, shape, or form. Hey,
no guarantees, but we will try.
We'll do our darndest. Stephen, always a blast catching up, man. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Dave. Take care.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.